Hey guys, it's Amber Plaster here from Dancing with the Stars at AfterBuzz TV, and I've got something very exciting to tell you. You've seen her fly, now watch her move to a brand new network. The CW has a new hero when Supergirl lands October 10th. It's the season 2 premiere of the show critics call pure, blissful fun. This season, the Man of Steel will finally be revealed. Supergirl's Melissa Benoist teams up with Tyler Hoechlin, the newest Superman in the DC Universe. It's a superhuman family reunion when these Kryptonian cousins join forces in the fight for justice. And if you're wondering if the next president will be a woman, we have your answer. Because Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, guest stars as Supergirl's commander-in-chief. Even though Supergirl has her hands full fighting evil full-time, Kara Danvers is facing changes as challenges of her own. She knows what it takes to be a hero, but Kara is trying to figure out how to fit in with the human race while taking on a new job, new friends, and a new love. Who's out of this world. An evil corporate empire will rise that bears the name of an age-old nemesis, Luthor. Supergirl and Superman come face-to-face with Lex Luthor's next of kin, Lillian and Lena. And as you might expect, the Luthor family shares a passion for power that can only be satisfied by a different kind of green. Kryptonite. Supergirl, all new episodes starting Monday, October 10th, now only on the CW.
Hey guys, double elimination and surprise proposal. Keep tuning in for the Dancing with the Stars after show.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Dancing with the Stars. That was us doing our Put a Ring on It dance for you, because obviously if you watched the show, you saw there was a fun proposal in there. But we'll get to all that and more. I'm your host, Annika Michelle, and with me is my lovely co-host.
Hi, I'm Laura Beth Hill. You can follow me on Twitter at LadyLBH.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for coming back to join us. This was a fun-filled week. I know we've kind of moved our tape time around just because I know a lot of you on YouTube have been saying, we want to hear the Tuesdays recap too. So we changed it to Wednesdays so we can recap Mondays and Tuesdays for you. We're a little tight on time today, so I can't really get into detail about last week's Tuesday episode, but we do know that Rick and...
And Emma.
Yes, went home.
After their paso doble.
I can't say I was too surprised about that.
No, but I was sad. I thought he did really well.
He did really well. Yeah. And Emma still was there this week, and she had the best surprise of her life, which we'll get to in a little bit. But this week was Cirque du Soleil, which they've never done before, and I'm kind of bummed I wasn't there working it, because it looked like so much fun and so many elements that just kind of went into it. Yeah. So many good dances, and I love that the Cirque du Soleil... acrobats and stuff were there with them too, so they were all incorporated into the part of the show, which was amazing. Yeah. What did you think overall?
Oh my god, I loved it. Absolutely wonderful.
Visually
show.
Stunning.
Yeah, visually stunning. And everybody there, I mean, the crew must have been working overtime.
Oh my gosh.
To change all the sets and everything this week. The lighting,
everything.
Costumes, everything.
Everything. Yeah, Let's get right into it. The first one this week, well, they opened with like a Cirque performance, which was amazing, by the way. And I know that Tom mentioned it because he said something about it, that when they were doing the intros and having the cast come down, I couldn't hear after, like, I think Derek was the last one I heard, and after that I didn't hear him announcing anyone else, and he was like, oh, we're having sound issues. But I don't know if that was just a West Coast thing, because I know sometimes in East Coast you guys get the actual good stuff, so I don't know.
Who knows?
But anyway, Calvin and Lindsay started it off with the Charleston to Cirque du Soleil's Curious.
I loved it.
He was on, his feet were so fast, and it was on point. And honestly, looking at his footwork, I couldn't tell that he's not the pro.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
He's so good.
Like they said, very light on his feet.
Very light on his feet.
Yeah. And his timing was really, really good. You can tell, though, that the dances are a bit longer this week. His breathing at the end, he was a bit
like... Oh, my gosh. He was drenched in sweat, the poor guy. I felt so bad. But then, you know, he was in the long sleeves and the vest. And it's just like, oh, my God. And then he's throwing Lindsay around like she's 5 pounds.
Yeah.
It's insane. Those lifts and those tricks that they did were out of control. And I'm glad that Carrie Ann said that, you know, she's putting all that aside. And like, because it was amazing. It was honestly like, I don't know if you guys saw the rehearsal footage, but he almost knocked her on her head and she almost was going to be paralyzed. Like, that was So dangerous.
I think the lifts were a little bit out of control, if I'm honest.
They were crazy.
He lifted her right in the air on his hand. Her legs were a little bit apart, which I think means she was a bit off balance. I've done that lift before myself. I think your legs are supposed to be, you know, together. More ladylike.
Yeah.
And but if you're off balance, you just do whatever you can to stay on balance. Exactly. And then the one where he lifted her and then he was running back with her.
Right.
I don't know how he didn't fall back.
Yeah, it's like he's going, because you don't see where you're going. Or the one where he took her and he spun her like this and caught her again. Like, that looks easy, but it's really not. And think about really it, she's not lifts, 5 pounds. I mean, she's a very tiny girl, but she's not 5 pounds. So you're throwing that weight up, spinning it, and then all of a sudden your hands have to catch that weight again and not look like it's a intense catch, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, they killed it. They killed it. I loved him. They got a 23, which honestly I thought was a little low for that good of a performance.
I thought that was low, definitely. I thought they had great chemistry. I think it was Julianne mentioned did you say his pancake hands?
Yeah.
His hands. Bless him, it's hard. They're so big.
Yeah.
They're so big, you're going to notice them, you
it's
know?
Hard.
So
yeah.
You've got to make sure that they're good.
But he tried. Yeah,
you know,
he is.
He was trying, and there was so much going on. It's so fast.
So
you know,
fast.
The taller you are, the further you've got to move everything.
Yeah. It's true. And Bruno did mention that he wanted his foot to flex, not just be like flopping around like this.
Yeah.
When they replayed that, I did notice that, but I have to say in the beginning, I did not notice that his foot did that. But of course, after Bruno did it, they replayed it. And then I was like, oh, I see what he's saying. It does kind of make a difference, you know, in the dance. But overall, I thought they honestly deserved a higher score, but I'm glad that they are safe. So they will be back.
They were great.
They were amazing.
And he's definitely improving every week.
Oh, every week.
Stronger and stronger.
Getting better and better. They all are. I feel like there's no one that's going backwards, you know?
Yeah.
There's no one that's still here that's like, oh, we're going to move backwards and we're not, you know? Everyone's getting better. Everyone's trying. Everyone, I feel like, at this point is in it to win it. Mm-hmm. They want the Mirrorball, whether they're... talently speaking, they can get it or not, but they want it. I feel like they all want it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
And the pros want it just as much as the celebrities.
Yeah. They get a huge bonus when they get that mirror ball, so I'm sure they want that.
Maybe
they
that
get
helps.
A bonus every round they move up to. If they make it to the top four, they make it they get that big check, so they want the mirror ball more than anyone, I think.
That's kudos.
Yeah. And the next one was Argentine Tango with Maureen and Artem to Mystere.
Yeah. Very, very well choreographed.
Yes.
Really good choreography.
They were having some issues in rehearsal.
Yeah.
Tears and fights.
She's always so on edge and emotional.
So she actually did speak about that. I saw an interview she did, and she said, I know I'm very an emotional person, but it's because I feel a lot, and because I feel my emotions just kind of come out, and I let them come out. Because I feel and I just kind of let them go and I don't hold them in. So she did comment on that. She's like, I know I cry a lot. And if you're wondering why, this is why I feel a lot.
She has very extreme emotions.
So
even in rehearsals, it's not like, backstage she's getting really nervous. Even in rehearsals, she's kind of at like a 10 of an emotion.
Yeah.
You know, even though she's expressing it, she's expressing a very strong emotion. And I think Artem, you know, having seen him on other series, he's not one to mess around.
No.
You know, there's no time.
And he even said, he was like, am I in the wrong business? Like, am I doing the wrong thing? Because, I mean, yes, it's rehearsal to them, but at the same time, it's like, this is a lot of pressure, you know? It's like pressure on the pros because they want that check, and it's like, you know, if the star doesn't look good, it's on them. Like, what were you doing for 4 days? Why aren't they better, you know?
Yeah. I mean, 4 days is nothing.
It's not a lot of time, you guys. It's really not. Like, you think, oh, they have a week, but they really don't. Monday and Tuesday do they just show. They have to have it ready by Sunday's camera blocking. And you don't have it for camera blocking. Well, you have to have it down. So you really have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You have 4 days.
And if
to do
they
the
want
costumes,
rest.
To do, you know, the choreography, to figure out if you're going to have the troop dancers with you, to measure that in, to count the steps, to learn the dance. It's not easy at all.
It's a pressure cooker. The whole entire show is a big pressure cooker. Everybody involved is under a lot of pressure.
It is.
And the only one thing I didn't like about that dance... about a minute in or a minute and 10 in, the music with, you know, the drums.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so dramatic. Amazing choreography to the music. And then all of a sudden, this red bird comes on, you know, the acrobat. It was wonderful. Incredibly random and seemed out of place in a way. Like the music just changed to a complete different thing. You know, and then this red bird came on. They started spinning in the background. And I thought,
I think that was their way to promote Mystere. Yeah, it was out there, not with the theme they were doing.
Yeah, it just didn't seem to fit to me. Yeah. It didn't flow very well.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But, yeah, you know, it was still very good.
It's true. It was very good. And I have to say, her posture has gotten so much better, and her lines, just when she's extending her arms and her legs, just the lines that her body makes have gotten, like, so good. Yeah. And I was like, wow, Maureen, this is... You're looking really good. And her expressions, like she said, she feels a lot. When they were giving her the scores, her face expressions were just giving me life. They were so cute.
I just feel like she's going to, like, break down any second.
Yeah, like, you don't want to hurt her. You're just, like, fragile. She's so very fragile, you know? She's so sweet. But usually those are honestly some of the best people. But
yeah, and I think, she had a breakthrough with it from all those emotions and everything that was happening. And then... you know, her and Artem, after all those arguments or disagreements, maybe it brought them closer together, and perhaps she needed that emotional breakdown to then
do better.
Not breakdown in that sense, but, you know, release to then to move forward. Yeah, and
even Tom commented on that and said that, you know, whatever they went through has brought them so much
closer
and better into this dance, has brought that passion into it. Yeah. So I thought they did it great. They got a 24, which is kind of the middle of the night, but. Mm-hmm. They're safe as well, so here we are. The next one was Jana and Gleb doing the Foxtrot to Beatles Love, which, by the way, if you guys have seen this one, I have not, but I've wanted to. I know it's in Vegas. I've just heard nothing but great things of any of the Cirque du Soleil shows. I've seen a couple when it's come here years ago, and they're out of control.
That's so good.
Like, what, how, who are you that you can hang off your neck and, like, spin and, like, ride a bike at the same time? Like, what are you doing, you know?
Incredible.
That's a little off topic, but Beatles Love is one that I've always wanted to see, and I was glad that they did it twice in this episode, so it was really cool to see. And I have a question for you. They actually went to, a couple of couples went and saw the different shows. Like, they went to New York, they went to Vegas, they went wherever it was to watch it. Do you think the couples that went to the actual Cirque du Soleil shows, do you think that, like, gave them an advantage in some way as opposed to the couples that the Cirque du Soleil show isn't current or, like, they didn't have a chance to go see it for whatever reason?
I don't think so. I think that Val and Laurie probably had quite a big advantage with the choreography.
And then Michael Jackson,
we'll come to that later. Yeah, that to me, I was a little bit like, well, you know.
Yeah.
There's probably no other celebrity at this stage that would have been capable to do the choreography from the show. But I don't know. I mean, it always gives you a lift. It gives you a lot of inspiration.
Of course. And they talk with actual people, so.
Yeah, and that helps. And it must help the pros with their choreography, you know, to be inspired by seeing the show and talking with the dancers from the show.
Yeah, James and Sharna went to New York.
Yeah.
So... a lot of them went and saw these dances, and I was curious as to why the rest, if they had the opportunity, didn't take advantage of that. I know they've had a very busy schedule, some were, you know, performing still or what, but I want to say, yes, it gave them an advantage, but sometimes looking at the scores, I'm like, they didn't really score that much higher. I mean, granted, other than Laurie and Val, then ones that didn't necessarily go.
So, I don't think it has anything to do with it. It's to do with the dance you're given and, you know, probably how much rehearsal time you have and all of that.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, Jana and Gleb, I didn't love it.
I was kind of boring.
It was boring.
Yeah.
I hate to say it was boring, but I watched it and I was like, oh, and then I watched it twice more thinking, maybe I was just in a funny mood.
Yeah, maybe I just missed something distracted. Yeah.
And it was a beautiful dance. It was. And I was looking at it technically and she did very well, you know.
Yeah.
There's still something missing from her dancing. I'm not quite sure what it is, but to make her like look like a professional dancer.
It hasn't clicked into her yet.
It's just not in her body completely. I'm sure it will be, and maybe like 2-3 weeks from now, I bet she's going to be completely different.
Yes.
You know, amazing. But she did so well, and those shoes she was wearing, sort of boot things, they didn't look too easy to dance in.
I loved her costume and the headband. She looked like a princess.
Fabulous. I know.
It was so pretty. And
it was great theme, and the costumes matched, the music and everything.
One of their moves I did like, though, I can't say simple because I don't know if I could do it, but I'm saying, like, he was sitting on the floor and she cartwheeled over him and, like, came to the floor. And I was like, that's not that crazy of a move, honestly, if someone wants to do it. But it just, the way they did it looked harder than it is. I feel like they looked like it needed more talent. You know, it looked really good is what I'm trying to say, but they just did it in a way that it just flowed with the dance, and it was a great way to end it, and I loved. And I have to say, when she kicked her legs up over Gleb, I was like, dang, this girl's got long legs.
Oh, yeah, she has.
And she was extending it, and she was pointing her toes, so I think that all added to it as well. Yep. But I just, I love that ending. I just thought that was really, really pretty. Mm-hmm. They did tell her she had to spot, and it's funny because I did notice that when she was dancing, her neck would not move. And it's like, if you're turning, you got a spot.
You do, but that doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't. It takes training.
Yeah. And when everything comes together on the night, the lights, the audience,
it's
everything
hard.
throws you off to remember everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't blame her. But I did notice that before Julianne said it. I was like, she's not really moving her neck much. She just, just there, you know? Next one was Mary Lou and Derek with the Paso Doble to the inspiration of Ka, the Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh, I love this one. Oh, this was, yes.
Yeah.
The choreography, the theme. You see, this is where Derek comes into his element.
Right.
When they're given a theme, yes. And, you know, something, the props, yes. And other dancers and everything, he just...
And they had the four dances with the red flags going with them, too. Yes. So I thought that added, like, a great thing. And I noticed that some people decide to use the troupe and some do not. I'm sure it's their choice. Mm-hmm. It is their choice if they want to use them or not. And it's interesting because I feel like in the slower songs, maybe it's a little harder to use them. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the Paso Doble, it's a great opportunity to use them because it's like intense, it's strong, it's like fierce.
Yeah.
And like that's bringing in the troops. Best time to bring in the troops and like, let's do this all together, you know? I love that they did it because I feel like... they got to use all of the stage with the troupe dancers. Mm-hmm. It was all taken, and they all did a great job.
I mean, the only risk you take when you bring in other dancers is the more professional dancers you surround,
the one an amateur is,
the more you highlight that they're not professional.
Right. But the camera tends to catch them together
more. And if they choreograph it, you know,
in nicely, a way.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's fine. And I think Mary Lou did really, really well, actually. And I love the end where they did the arrow.
Yeah, then she arrowed and she shot Derek. I was like, Derek's down. It's crazy.
He always does that. But yeah, she was good. I still feel like she's not quite up there yet, but it must be quite overwhelming to dance with Derek.
I can't imagine it's easy.
No.
I mean, Maria danced with Derek.
Maria Menounos.
But,
and, you know, I'm sure he's lovely, but he's, you know, 6-time Mirrorball champion.
Oh, he's got a thing to live up to.
Everybody's watching who's Derek
America's sweetheart, yeah.
It's hard for the girlies that's with him. And I think she's doing very well. And I think there is, like we were saying before, there must be a reason that he has won the Mirrorball so many times. It can't be that he always gets the best dancer, you know? And
right.
I think a lot of it's the confidence. He instills so much confidence
into
his
whoever he's teaching.
Yeah, and then they just sort of elevate to another level and another level. And they're always so focused, you know?
Yeah.
It's not all da-da-da when they're on like the jokes. Stage. Yeah, you can see that she's like ready to go.
It's true. And it's funny because the comment that they told Mary Lou was like, don't fear the dance. Don't dance next to him. Dance with him.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's all she needs to do is just like, he's there. He's intense. He's with you. Just like, do with him. I don't know like how to describe it, but it's like, I noticed that too, and I was like, come on, girl, just like, you're dancing with Derek. Get it. Go, you know?
And she has the confidence to perform for the audience, but maybe not for him.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where her nerves
are. And she's dancing with him, I feel like, next to him more than with him.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe next week, I hope that they will...
they'll work on it.
Yeah. I think she will.
And Derek always listens to the judges' comments, I feel. If you watch his face when they're giving comments, sometimes you can see like a little light bulb. He's like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that one came from his sister, so. I hope he listens to his little sister. But they got a 21, which
is very low.
It is pretty low. What was going on? But, you know, we did get our first 30 of the season, first 10s, too. So
they
not everyone actually, was low.
Yeah, but they were second to bottom of the leaderboard.
They were.
And,
they were.
You know, there was also Ryan and Cheryl. Anyway, we'll come to it later.
But it was just, I don't know. I feel like at some points they were a bit harder and some points they were, I don't know.
I would definitely have scored them higher than that.
Yeah, a little bit higher for sure. Mm. The next one was very steamy, very sexy.
Amber and Max's
Argentine Tango to Zumanity. Oh, wow.
It was. was so good.
It was so steamy.
And this is what I've been waiting for Amber. And I was her so element. Praying she would get through enough weeks that we could see her, like, come into her own. Like yeah. Julianne said, no wigs. Why they kept putting her in wigs and these silly costumes sometimes, yeah. you know? Well, I don't mean to be rude, silly costumes, right. but, you know, that dance last her. Week, she had no content in it. Yeah. It's not fair on her. And then this week, she was given so much content. It was just, like, very pure, if you know what I mean. And then she was able to shine. Oh, I loved it.
It was great. Really it was great. It. And the ending where she, like, kind of pushed him on the table and then, like, yeah. the camera got her whole body, like, the curves and everything, and then Max just kind of comes on her. It's like, there are children watching this show. This is so hot, like, for television. It's crazy, you know?
But, yeah, but she brought it.
She did, and know? I feel like no one else out of this group could have done Zumanity any better. And Zumanity is a very sexy Cirque du Soleil
yeah,
show.
It was her show.
So it was definitely, and I'm glad, I feel like now that she's shown the world, kind of like, look, this is kind of who I am, even though people know mm-hmm. why she's gotten famous or how she, you know, but.
Well, I think just, this, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this week was definitely a breakthrough week for Amber. So yeah. I think she did her slot walk this week, which I'm sure will have, like,
yeah,
really
she was there.
Got
Max
her,
was there supporting
know.
Her.
Right. And then the other thing, the whole thing with Julianne. Remember last week, Julianne made those
with
comments.
With the comments, yes.
Yeah, and I think that really knocked her back. But with Amber being the sort of person that she comes across to be, if she hears something like that, it's not going to knock her down. It's going to knock her down momentarily, and then
right.
she comes back fighting and found that sort of that Amber Rose like passion that she
yes.
has and that kind of person. And now finally we get to see that in her dancing.
Yeah.
Instead of her being so timid and nervous, and she was always holding back.
Yeah.
And now we've had that breakthrough, and she's going for it.
And not only that, I could tell. You know, sometimes I feel like they bring up stuff for television and they really have, like, hashed it out backstage, but they need to, like, revisit the drama, you know?
Right.
But I really did. Like, just looking at Julianne's expression, I could tell they truly hadn't talked about it.
No, I don't think they had.
And it was good to see that kind of resolution there, because I've never worked with Amber Rose, but I have worked with Julianne, and she wouldn't do something body shaming like that to bring someone down. And like she said, she's like, after they hugged, and if you saw the behind the scenes footage, she was like, that's not me, I would never say something like that, like, I'm so sorry if you
yeah.
took it the wrong way, that's not what I meant, you know?
No, I can't imagine her meaning it in that
yeah.
sense. Having said that, I don't think it's appropriate for the judges to be shouting. I mean, we say shouting because they're mic'd, so I don't know if they are, but if I was in the middle of a routine and somebody made that comment, whether it was to do with my body shape or my dance ability
right.
or my looks or anything, if I heard somebody say something so negative
right.
while I was on stage.
But she didn't hear it while she was
didn't.
On stage. She
okay.
heard it after the fact.
That would have
she heard it
knocked
about it
me
after.
Back while
yeah.
I was dancing. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't hear it because their mics are on throughout the whole show just to get like
yeah.
every tidbit. Everyone's
well,
mics are on,
it.
You
okay.
know. But she didn't hear it during the dance. She heard it after the fact.
Right.
That she had said that somehow.
Still not very
I
nice.
Know, it's still yeah. not nice. And no one wants to. And then, of course, like, girls with body, you know, issues
yeah.
and stuff, there's already too much going on. So I thought this dance killed it, and I think her confidence just came, if, you know, it was lacking kind of with it in the beginning. It's going to shoot her forward, and I cannot wait to see
yeah.
what she does next year for the most memorable year. I mean, who knows what Amber's
oh, yeah.
going to pick.
She just needs, I mean, Max said, didn't he? He said something along the lines of, I don't know if he said he let her down, but
yeah.
he wasn't doing her justice last week.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. Now that he's found her niche.
Her, yeah,
and,
what she's good.
Yeah. Now they're probably going to sort.
Oh, it's great. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Yeah. The next one was Ryan and Cheryl's The Viennese Waltz 2. Oh, and I'm so happy
yes.
that he got the water one, but I'm so bummed that they couldn't bring
they
out a pool.
In water.
I was like, come on, don't do this to us. He's finally in water. He's in his, like, element. You gave Amber her element. You gave him, but, like, bring out a floaty pool, a child's pool. I would have loved that. Like, a clear child's pool, you know, just in the middle of the dance floor, and there's his legs, like, synchronized swimming. It would have been phenomenal.
Yeah, well, when he was training with them in the
yeah.
pool, I was like,
it was
how
synchronized
are they gonna
swimming.
Pull this
it
well?
Was, and Cheryl's just sitting there like watching. It was amazing. I love that segment.
That was funny.
And they got to go to O as well and obviously swim and do all that. But I have to say, one thing I did like, his posture, I feel like, is definitely
he's loosening
still,
up.
He is. He's
the
shoulders are still
shoulders.
Back,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like stiff back. I feel like it's
yeah.
he's getting more comfortable with Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that kind of relationship, friendship comfort level get up there. And I feel like it's coming out through his dance. Like, he's not, doesn't come off as nervous. I mean, he might be a nervous wreck, but it doesn't come off that way as much anymore. So,
yeah, I think, you know, I mean, when you first start out dancing, and he's not a dancer, to go out there in front of how many million people that watch the show, I mean,
it's hard.
Yeah, it must be very, very nerve-wracking. And so now that they're probably getting a little bit more used to everything and their surroundings and getting more confidence with the dance, it's definitely going to help. And I loved it. And I loved when they came on with the umbrellas.
Oh, and the rain. Black and white. Awesome. So beautifully done. So beautifully done. Very and they good. Got a 22, which again, I thought was a little low for them.
Low.
But you know, what
so
are you...
Too.
What's going to happen? Ah, they're safe. So, Babyface and Allison, the tango, again, to Love from Beatles.
No.
I felt so, you guys, I felt so bad for him. Because in the camera blocking, they said, you got to get to the light. If you don't get the mark, you're not going to get the light. And if you don't get the light, you're done. No one's going to see you. And he missed the mark. The poor guy just, and you know what? Like, everyone's had those moments. Everyone's had times where they had to remember something and they just didn't. I know I had. And it's mortifying, but
yeah, I mean, like, she said, Allison said, that they did it so well in rehearsal, which obviously we didn't see. But when they were talking about the light, and the lighting guy was saying, you know, I'm nervous, you're not going to make it, and whatever. And I just thought, this is way too much pressure for where he's at in this competition.
Right.
You know, it seemed so much. And you could see him sort of skidding around a little bit on the floor. That floor is so slippy. I always see them skidding. I saw Jana skid as well. And then he forgot the dance. Now, once you forget the dance when he's going at that speed, it's almost impossible to get back in.
And his legs were just kind of, I feel like he was so just moving to keep up with her to move.
He was a nervous wreck.
I felt my heart just broke for him. I was like, no. And I obviously broke a little for Allison too, because she's so sweet. And it's like, this poor girl probably spent so much time trying to teach him this dance. And he just like...
He took it very well, but she looked like he was going to be in trouble after that.
She did. I mean, I don't blame her.
I hope he's not, but you know what? It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot. You guys, I'm telling you, it's a lot. And
he's danced in public a handful of times. She's danced in public
millions.
Exactly. Thousands probably of times. So she's okay. And when you get to be a pro, you know, those pros will be making mistakes.
Of course.
They just know how to cover it so that we don't see it. And, you know, and I feel celebrities like aren't able to do that.
When we saw, like, the Tuesday's episode, when it's going back to recap the dance for them, she's saying, like, come on, do this, do that. Okay, oh, no, come on, keep up. We got to, like, get to the mark.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so heartbreaking because she's trying as they're going to smile and to, like, tell him. And I don't know if y'all noticed, but most of the times when they're talking, and even in person, they do a good job of hiding it when they're, like, dancing, because, like, they're still smiling and, like, you know. But
I saw her a little bit.
Yeah, you see it sometimes.
She turned around and kicked or something, and she's like, rah!
Sometimes when they're giving a lot of direction, you do see it. The camera does catch it. But most of the time, I feel like they're very good about hiding what they're doing or what they're saying to each other until the recap show and their mics are on. But,
you know, I wonder, if they'd have nailed it, would they have been out?
I feel that's like...
Because when he did that X-Files number, that blew me away. And I thought, he's got far to go. And then you have one bad week and you're out. And I understand, obviously, it was right for him to go.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't them, I don't know who would have gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they had done good, I don't know who would have been the other one to go. I really...
No, I don't, because you don't know with the public vote, do you?
Or who's popular with who and how many people are voting for Babyface and Allison, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was sad. Not this week. We are so pressed in time. We're going to do this really quickly. Tara Jolie and Sasha doing the samba to
I love her. I love her every
week. She's so great. So great. And brings it every single dance.
Yes.
And she got the first nine of the season from Carrie Ann.
Yes.
I was so happy for them. I was so happy.
She's just amazing. Mm. And I think that mentality that she has she won't say no to anything. She just goes and pushes herself every week. And Sasha is just so talented.
And now
to
on Cloud Nine.
Doing what she's doing. Yeah. Sasha's had a great week. But he's amazing that he's choreographing these routines, which are very cleverly done. Also very difficult.
Samba is not an easy dance to dance.
Yeah.
It's a very fast dance, very fast. And her feet were moving so fast.
So fast.
And if you go back and watch it and you look at Sasha and her dancing and look at their feet, she kept up with him every single step. She did not fall off a half second.
Yeah, yeah.
She was on every
one. There was one bit where Bruno picked it up that she was just a little bit out. And I saw she was sort of lagging, but all the jump bits,
the jumps,
I know what
yeah.
you mean. Yeah, she was right on it. And her facial expressions,
I know.
She
and those
like
zebra costumes, I loved it all. Yeah. And they got a 25, which I feel like was great.
Well deserved.
Yes, definitely well deserved.
Definitely.
Oh, God. Lori and Val and one of Michael Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
First 30 of the season. Congratulations.
Yes, went very well done.
My God.
It's just the finals again. Every week it's like, well, what are they going to do next?
How do you top this?
That
how do you
should
top
have been like this? Their freestyle in the finals. That show dance.
I wish it was like, I mean, someone was filming, but it literally looked like a music video kind of to me. Yeah. You know, like this is, I could see this as
and
a music
the phone
video.
Booth and,
yeah, and yeah. I love that he left her alone for 1 second to kind of dance on her own. And like she, I say this week after week, the mirror ball is going to be hers. I mean, I don't know how the voting is going to be, but I feel like she's got leg up on the competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's pressure on Val, though. Pressure on Val to deliver that level of a dance every single week.
Yeah. I mean, I think he loves it. He's honestly the one of the best guys and down to earth, him and his brother. And I feel like the packages don't do Max justice because it kind of comes off as like strict and da-da-da. And he's like the biggest goofball, you guys. It's like hilarious to me because the packages make him seem like so strict and like, no, get it right. Like, you know, like stern, but like, granted, I haven't danced with him, so maybe it's a different chemistry when you're dancing with him. But, like, backstage, he, I swear, is the biggest goofball. Max and Val, they're, like,
funny.
Just two little kids. It's hilarious. And, like, that's not what you would expect ever, you know, just watching the show.
It was good, but, I mean, it goes back to that same point of them doing the choreography, part of the choreography from the show.
From the show, they did it, yeah.
Couldn't they have done their own? I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
It's great that she was able to do it and that they made it look so good.
Yeah, I feel like the choreography is so hard that it was a challenge for them to do. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the choreography is probably going to be harder than what he would have probably given himself.
Yeah, definitely.
So it
definitely.
Was a challenge for her to step up to, and I think she did phenomenal, but I see what you're saying. Like, couldn't he have choreographed like everyone else had
An
to
original.
Do their own?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean. What are you going to do? But they are safe. They're good to go. We will see them next week, and I cannot wait. Vanilla Ice and Whitney with the Viennese Waltz. Tala Nuba with acrobats in the air. How do you concentrate when there's an acrobat in the air spinning, holding another one by its neck, who's like riding the bike? I'm like, who do you look at that point? You don't even, do you look at the dance or this one? Like, oh, no, you know.
And I'm sad for Vanilla because I felt this was another breakout week for him. Finally, he ditched that baseball cap and he stood up straight.
He did.
His posture was much better. He looked like a dancer, a professional, you know, ballroom dancer. And then
They told him to keep working on the arms to just get it a little stiffer, but... Sadly, he will not be back.
I know.
So, we don't know what he's going to be doing, but he will be back for the final finale. But I don't know if he'll be dancing.
He seems such a nice guy as well. In all the, you know, in the other shots, he was always like high fiving everyone, and supportive, and it's a shame.
How it goes.
Do you know what? I don't know how much further he would have gone anyway with so little time to rehearse.
I know, with 5 shows in 5 days and traveling and FaceTiming and it's not easy.
They were not progressing, I don't think, at the same speed as some of the other couples.
Same way as others who have each other for 4 days.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's true. James and Sharna's quick step to Paramore.
Oh, yes.
That was beautiful. And I think I told you,
Amazing.
She reminds me of Jessica Rabbit. And I don't know if that's what the look she was kind of going for. That was just a complete coincidence. But her hair, her dress, the boobs, everything. It just reminded me of Jessica Rabbit. I was like, okay, girl.
Yeah. The whole thing was wonderful.
Beautiful. And like Julianne said, he can go be on Broadway right now. And I honest mark my words, I will not be surprised after this show.
He'll be getting offers
right now.
He's
getting a Broadway contract. I will not be surprised. You just watch. The next big Broadway show, starring James Hinchcliffe. You watch, people.
Well, I think he might be busy with his driving, but you never know.
You never know.
I loved it. And I loved the way that they incorporated the Cirque du Soleil acrobats.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Very well done.
Very
and
beautiful.
And I loved the opening. And then he like commanded.
The intent, and he has like kind of like the ringmaster with
action.
The hat. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was great.
I loved it.
It was very, very good. What else with that one?
Yeah, they got a 28, which I feel like was a good score.
You know, and they got a 10 from Bruno, and yet James was really disappointed with it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he went wrong. Which
he
I didn't
feel like he messed up.
Yeah, it was
in
when
the
feet were going the opposite way, wasn't it? Which was a shame.
I don't know. It's hard to. Quickstep just the name of it already sounds like hard, and you're quick stepping. You're moving so quickly that you mess up one, it kind of throws you off because they're already five counts ahead of you at this point. So to catch up is hard. So you literally have to get that so down on your feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get it 100% and like just move your feet like it's nothing and have your upper body like stand there like, whoa, smiling like it's not exhausting. Yeah. And it's
absolutely
draining.
Exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he did wonderful.
He did
beautifully. He stepped up very, very
and
well.
For a guy who sits all day in a car, I don't know where these talents are coming from. It's crazy to me. It's crazy.
It's just that, you know, it must be that competitive mentality that when he knows he could have done it perfect.
Yes.
He's probably thinking, well, we should have got 30 out of 30. Why didn't we get that? You know,
that's
because I did that one wrong
one
move.
Mistake.
And quite honestly, it probably is, you know.
Yeah. And I didn't see any mistake in Laurie and Val's, so
no,
that probably was why I could see that totally.
Because Bruno gave them 10 because he didn't see the mistake.
Yeah. So, it happens. There's three of them, three eyes looking.
But
you know,
we've got many more weeks to come.
They're
going to
be phenomenal. They're making it to the at least top four.
Yeah.
No doubt about
definitely.
It. I cannot wait.
I'd say them and Laurie and Val.
Yeah.
Who else would you put? I'd love to see Tara and Sasha there. I would love for that.
Yeah, I could see that happening for sure.
Yeah, possibly Calvin or Jana. I'm not sure. But
then, who will do it? I think it'll be Calvin. That's my vote.
Calvin?
Yeah.
Calvin.
I feel like he's charismatic and gets, you know, just brings the fun out. His expressions bring the fun. Not to say, you know, Jana's doesn't, but I'm saying, like, at least this week.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
He's
very good.
Shunned.
Very, very good. Very talented.
And we, oh my gosh, only have a few minutes left. But I want to get into the elimination episode because obviously there was a huge surprise, a double elimination and a surprise proposal, you guys.
That was so good.
So good. And I love, first of all, I love, you know, DNCE performed their song and that was great. The troupe and pros danced to it. And that was a very catchy song, by the way. That good, great single for them, I feel like.
Yeah, great. And I love the dance with all the guys.
Yes.
You know, Sunshine, she's gone.
Yeah. And I love that Tom was like, that they're regretting not proposing.
I know.
I'm like, of course he's throwing that in right now. And even Derek Huff's dance with the drums, and then that was a split screen with the girls.
That was
sensational. So insane. And that just shows you how talented that man is with dancing, singing, drumming. It's like there's nothing this man can't do. And then the clapping part of that dance that they were all like, boop, 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 and they're just staying on it and like hitting their bodies. I loved it. It was so sharp, so on point.
He has such
amazing
vision. I think he met the violinist and then that gave him the inspiration for the piece. And
it was... beautifully done. It was beautifully done. But we'll end on a high, I guess. We'll get to the engagement. But the first couple eliminated was Babyface and Allison, which
if they'd have stayed in and somebody else had have gone when
that
he
been,
did it so wrong, that would have been bad.
That would have been really bad.
So I think it was right that he went.
I do as well, because
it's
they knew it was coming.
Yeah.
They definitely knew it was coming. And the second eliminated of the night was Vanilla Ice and Whitney, and I was very sad about that. Because I really wanted to see what his most memorable year would have been and what he would have danced to that. But again, I don't know who would have maybe gone in his place, because I feel like I said earlier, everyone's just kind of getting in there. They're all trying to gun for that mirror ball, and they're all doing what they can. So it's
tough.
The
others are kind of all around the same league. Like, I'd say Amber, Maureen,
they're all around the same
Ryan,
level.
Mary
yes.
Lou. Yeah, they're all bubbling away, and anyone could like pop up and just start going up and up and up.
Yeah,
up the leaderboard.
It's true.
But at the same time, any could have a really
bad
week.
It could be anybody.
And then that could be their time. So
it's very true.
A lot of pressure on them as well.
It's very true. And first of all, you guys, I love Bruno Mars's Just the Way You Are song.
Yeah.
And I thought this was such a creative way to do it. Sasha, if you guys didn't see, Sasha and Emma danced to Bruno Mars's Just the Way You Are. Coming back
so
from
beautiful.
Commercial break. And then Tom spoke to them and he was like, Emma, I love you so much. Drops down to one knee, tears everywhere, judges crying. She and then the
confetti
marquee coming up. Yeah, she said yes. It was just so...
It's perfect.
Great. Done. And I actually watched an interview with Sasha about it. A lot of people obviously talked to him about it.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was so nervous that during the dance the ring would somehow come out, or she would like feel it when she puts her hand like on his hips or back pocket. Or And it's funny because as soon as that dance finished, the first place his hand goes, if you guys finish, to check, the check, he's like, oh, that. God, it's still there. Okay, I didn't throw it out. I'm not, like, searching this floor for it, you know? That must be so nerve-wracking, like, oh, my God, I can't lose this right now.
I know, that was funny.
And he said he had actually written, like, a whole speech he wanted to say to her, but at that moment he got so nervous and caught up, and the only words that came out were, I love you, and I've been wanting to do this for so long, and he just kind of spit it out, and...
Bless him.
He said that
they seem like a really
such
nice
a cute couple.
Yeah.
Oh my God, both of them are so sweet and down to earth. And I thought it was sweet that he did do it on TV because he did mention that, you know, his family's in Australia and hers are in the UK, so neither of them could be there. So he thought this would be a great way that they can watch and still be there. And then this footage is something that they can show their kids. Like, look, mommy and daddy were on the show, and this is what daddy did.
Nice.
So that was very smart. And Emma said, she actually said that she started to suspect something was going on when Tom said, I'll give it to you
to host.
Whatever. And when he said Emma, she was like, well, what's going on here? They don't ever talk to us. Like, they talk to us about the dance. All right, send you off. Let's go on to the next show.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when Tom did that, she's like, I started to suspect something was going on.
Yeah.
And then whenever he reached his pocket, she was like, oh, my God, I knew it was coming. Like, and Bruno was a crying mess.
So was Aaron.
Everybody, bawling. Which is true. You guys, it really is true. They really are like a family over there. Because think about how, this is what, 23 seasons they're on?
Oh, and they've,
so they've
so
been
many
so
hours
many
together.
Times together. Yeah. So everyone was so excited for them. I was so happy for them. Like, last week she got eliminated and went home, and this week she's mm-hmm. now engaged. And she already said that they're redecorating their home, so they wasted no time. She has already started, you know. But it's so cute. And they did ask her, like, would you do an on-TV wedding? And he's like, I don't think so. I think we're going to do, you know, private, intimate ceremony. The proposal we wanted something big. And Tom made a joke saying, we're glad she said yes, because we didn't have she said no
the
ready
no
to
one,
go.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sure, pressure. You know, yeah, they've been together for a while and they already live together. So it was very cute to see.
I saw an interview and somebody had asked them about, oh, you know, are you guys going to get married one day? And she was like, oh, yeah, when he eventually proposes or something like that. And she said, we do talk about it a lot, though. So
yeah.
I think he knew probably that it would be a
coming up
a good
soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have to know before you drop to the knee. You got
in front of all those people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So embarrassing. Which I've seen that happen before. So I'm glad that this one was a happy ending. And I can't wait for next year's most memorable year to see everyone's dances and more
exciting.
Emotions come out because they talk about what's a big impact in their life. So
I can't imagine what Maureen's is going to be.
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like it might be something with Brady Bunch related. Like, maybe the year she booked the show or...
Yeah, I think it might be a more personal experience.
That's true. Maybe
it's
going to
be emotional.
Oh, for sure. Tears
will
be coming. But we're so... I cannot wait. We're so excited, and I'm very happy for Sasha and Emma.
That was a special episode.
Such a cute episode. And that was the first Dancing with the Stars proposal. I mean, with two pros with each other. The other proposal was, oh my gosh, I forgot his name. The race car driver who proposed to his girlfriend, who was at the show 1 year. He, like, pulled her out in the crowd and, like, was like, baby, I love you. And, like, he proposed to her, who they're no longer together, by the way.
Oh.
So, but this is a happy ending proposal that will be okay.
Sure, this one will be all right,
Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Do you want to tell them where they'll find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at LadyLBH.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AnikaMichelle1 and my website, AnikaMichelle.com. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.